sure it was an absent seizure?
Absolutely. She was totally unresponsive and unaware of what was going on around her.
Do you mind?
We're trying to work. We should get back out there. Cuddy's gonna be looking for us.
Looking but not finding. Should do an EEG.
Seizure frequency is increasing. They're almost constant now, 5 in the last half hour.
Which tells us
it's definitely in her brain.
And it's getting worse.
And?
Good Lord, are you having a bowel movement or a baby?
Hey, you know what a hemorrhoid is?
No.
Well, Google it. And try some Raisin Bran instead of the donuts.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. We can be heard every Saturday doing this in some way, shape, or form, 3 to 4 p.m. on... I even botched the intro. We're on Channel 37 Cox, Channel 27 Comcast, Poor Person Cox, Channel 10. Streaming audio can be found at www.fcac.org/WEBR. And archives of the show are at inpapasbasement.com. This is usually the time in the show where I get to introduce my guest host for the week, because we all know how I loathe soloing the show. And it was to be Shane Daffron again this week. Instead, I have people peeping in the studio door, giving me the illusion that it's Shane peering in to see that it's okay to enter the studio and he's not interrupting anything. But no, it's just people taking the radio class here at EBR. I was going to start off by talking about my latest addiction, which, for those who are fans of the show, I gave it away with my little intro piece, but that would be the show House MD. I have been diving headfirst into this. I got hooked. I don't know. For those who are fans, they probably were aware of the fact that USA airs S-tons of the show. They can't get enough. Like, oh, there's Mr. Shane. Entree, Mr. Shane. How good to have you.
Glad to be here.
The mic is on. You can hear the jacket coming off. It's so good. Are your phones working? They're having some issues with the phones, maybe. Toss them on. See if you can...
Let's see if I can find one of these here that's working.
Hear my clarion tone. My dulcet whisper.
Dulcet whisper, that's a good word.
There you go.
There we go, these are working.
You sound good.
You sound fine.
Well, thank you.
So what is up, Mr. Papagiorgio?
I was just telling the audience that you missed a great little intro bit.
You're going to have to play it for me later so I can hear it.
Okay, I definitely will when we're clocking out. But it was from House MD, H-A-U-S, Dr. House.
That is a fantastic show.
You're hooked as well?
It's one of those shows that, when they start playing it like 5 episodes in a row in USA.
That is what I'll just sit down about that.
I'll sit down and I'll watch all 5 episodes in a row. And I'll go, man, I kind of wish I'd watched this from the beginning. But
yeah, and instead you get the random assorted grab bag of episodes.
Exactly.
Because that's exactly how I got into it and how multiple friends described their viewing.
Yeah.
In fact, our mutual friend Richard Harmon is the only one who actually...
He watched it from the beginning.
Yes, he is a faithful disciple of Dokhtar House.
That he is.
But I was explaining, I got into it after Thanksgiving because they were doing like an effing wall of them, like 12 episodes in a row.
Oh, I know what weekend you're talking about because I was laying on the couch watching.
Yeah, exactly. I was itis'd out myself and I'm just lying down and I must have banged out 4 or 5, finally blacked out around 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It was good. And since then... I've been watching what I could on Hulu.com during my work hours.
Okay.
And I've been bumming Rich's DVDs.
He bought them on DVD?
Oh, he has 1 and 2. And I got him number 3 for Christmas, but that's a secret.
Okay. But super secret, because you know you're telling it on the radio.
The show that everybody listens to.
Everybody listens to the show.
Yeah, I got him. Season 3. It's very much like Homer buying the bowling ball for Marge.
Right.
Named Homer.
Because that way, you know, you can sit down and you can watch them with him.
Not even that. I'm literally going to give them to him and he'll go, oh, great, I have them on DVD.
And then he'll put them on the shelf and you'll come in like the next day and be like, hey, you mind if I borrow some?
I'm not even going to waste that kind of time with that pleasantry. I'm going to say, hey, pal, while we're at it, I just wrapped up season 2. Let's get cracking.
Okay, well, at least you're not going to, like, take him out of the house, right? You're, like, you're
going to... No, I'll take him out of the house. Like, oh, okay. He's going to unwrap it. Well, no, I'm not even going to wrap it because I don't care about that crap.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I think wrapping presents is a big waste of time.
Nah. And
it is not eco-friendly. You're killing trees for absolutely no reason.
I never thought of that angle, but you're right.
Of course I'm right.
Yeah, and not only I'm such a piece of crap, I have no willpower. I will just, the instant I buy a gift in the month of December, I'm just like, here you go.
You know, I got no problem with that.
I can't wait for the 25th. I'm just like, here you go, enjoy.
I'm with that too. You know, our mutual friend, Mr. Perez.
Yes.
He likes to buy himself presents and wrap them and leave them under the tree until the 25th.
Buy himself gifts.
Like last year, I believe he bought himself a computer. You know, yeah. So he could continue with his online addiction to the World of Warcraft.
Exactly.
And he refused to take it out of the box until the 25th. And he bought it like 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time.
Oh, how did he do that?
That's willpower, man.
I don't have that.
I can't do that.
That would explain why I'm gaining weight at an alarming rate.
Are you now?
Oh, it's bad.
What's an alarming rate? Are we talking like a pound every 4 weeks, or are we talking like a little more than that?
It's been like pound a week lately.
Well, it's whatever.
I think I might be clocking 218 or something like that.
To all the people who are listening out there, that's the sound of me patting my big Buddha belly.
That's a mating call right there.
I've got absolutely no room to talk on that.
We'll get to it later in the show. We need to address that somehow.
I think we do.
We really do, man.
At least I'm still gymming 4 days a week, man. I'm able to pull myself in there.
I'm down to two or three, but yeah. I just did 3 days in a row, 4 a.m. to noon. I mean, it's a wonder
that's
I'm not
rough.
Psychotic right
that's
now.
Rough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, it's hell. Hell, 4 a.m. to noon. You do nothing, but the act of waking up at that hour and derailing your entire sleep rhythm, that alone is the work. The work is done by getting there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, man, house. Effing house.
What episode did you just watch recently that, like, blew your mind?
God, there's so many good ones. It's just the character.
He's a cool character.
Yeah, and women, it's kind of explained to me why women, in some ways, I mean, they love me and all want to sleep with me.
Of course they do.
But those that might not, like, all the time, only 99% of the time, it explained to me what's going through their head that 1% of the time. And it's nonstop sarcasm and derision. Mm. And the sharp tongue with nothing other than that.
Yeah.
Like, just no upside. It's not that attractive overall.
No, I can see where you're going with that. But I do have this personal theory that they still find themselves strangely attracted to that. And they don't even understand why.
Oh, they do. They want
House. They don't understand why.
House is the silverback alpha.
I have heard him referred to as a bug-eyed, creepy-looking old man. And yet, they still find him sexy as hell.
Still do House. Yeah. He could still paddle their asses
gimp leg and
with
all.
That cane. Exactly.
Gimp leg and all.
Oh, he's on the bottom. That's so great about the gimp leg. He doesn't even have to do the work.
This is true.
They could ask for anything. He just has to point down and be like, ah.
And even better, he'll be laying there just critiquing their technique the whole time, too. And it'll just turn them on even more.
Oh, God. Now that, if they could get a really talented porno writer, and it's just 1 hour of a woman on top of House and him just mocking her for an hour straight.
And we're getting off on it, too.
I don't know if I could grind one out to it, but I'd definitely enjoy it. You can cough through the mic, man.
We're all family here. Yeah, well, what? I don't want to cough, you know, in the entire listening audience.
Overpower us.
Here. Yeah. The entire listening audience, you know, I'm trying to be nice to them.
Okay.
I don't care if you catch my cooties.
Yeah. No, I just meant go into the mic. Relieve yourself. But there are so many good lines on the damn show. There was an incident where he replaces his cane. With a cane that had little flame decals.
That was awesome. My brother Kenny and I were watching
did
that.
Did he see that scene and just
I didn't see the scene, but for like two or three episodes, we're watching this going, does he have flames painted on his cane?
The scene where he buys it and enters the hospital, I forget who confronts him. It could have been Cuddy or Cameron. And they ask, why are flames on the side of your cane? And he replies, because it makes it look like I'm going fast.
Makes me look like I'm going fast.
I loved it. It was so well done. And there's so much hot ass on the show, too.
There is.
There's Omar Epps in the Australia. Oh.
Yeah, no. I think you just revealed a little something about yourself there.
Exactly.
That wasn't what I was thinking of.
Why would
Thank
anybody
you.
Want to touch a girl's
Bart
butt?
Bart Simpson.
Why would you?
Late to the party.
I don't know.
Late but here.
A little late. That's why you need the laptop in front of you, my friend. So you're not turning around and trying to fiddle with it.
Yeah, whatever. I want to talk, though.
I do have quite the crush on Dr. Cameron. She is...
I find Cameron overrated in the looks department.
I must disagree with you strenuously there. I find her to be beautiful.
She, very, you know who beautiful. I find beautiful? 13.
13 is very sexy.
13 I find retarded.
I can understand
slamming.
That. She is very much your type.
I mean,
very much your
in
type.
Some ways. She's got that Germanic man chin I adore on me women.
Plus, there's the fact that 13 goes both ways. So, you know,
yes.
She's got that going for her, which is nice.
13 does muff dive on the show. And in real life, your girl, what's her name from Transformers? Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
She said if 13 ever propositioned her, she would slam the life out of that. See?
I'll be in my bunk.
I was going to say, Shane went to a happy place right there. I saw your eyes glaze. But I think one thing gets to me, both of them, in real life, both Cameron and 13, blonde.
Yeah.
Blonde.
I like Dr. Cameron better as a brunette. Like, she looks nice as a blonde. I like her better with the darker hair. I just do.
I kind of get weirded out by the blondes that do the brunette thing.
You told me this before.
It's so like, oh, I want to see how the other half lives. It's like a rich person living in the ghetto for a week.
Isn't it because it's usually supposed to be the other way around? Like, all the girls want to be a blonde?
Yes.
Yeah. So if a girl has natural, beautiful blonde hair, it's like, why would you want a dark
hair? Yeah, much as I prefer brunettes, I would say the average Anglo guy is still wanting to... Is there a baby in the effing hallway?
It sounds like a baby in the effing hallway.
God, if that kid doesn't stop crying, I'll give it something to cry about. And they can watch what I do on the webcam now. Thank you.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
Well done with the patience of the, you know, for the year and a half year old.
Oh, whatever. It better have lupus, Dr. House
lupus?
Reference.
Yeah. It's never lupus.
It's never lupus.
It's never lupus.
So he doesn't have lupus.
Did you see the episode where he needed to pretend like he had a doctor consulting with him, so he grabbed like a janitor and he was calling him Dr. Buffer because when he met him, he was buffing the floor?
I have not seen that, but I did see an episode where he's on a plane and he gets three passengers. To consult
see,
with him.
I didn't see that episode, but the funniest
this
the funniest
is great,
part,
by the way, discussing episodes we haven't seen.
The funniest part of it was when he had this fake janitor in there, and he's like trying to bounce stuff off of him. Uh-huh. The janitor goes, "It might be lupus."
For those who watch the show, that's funny.
It
For
is funny.
Everyone else, you're not my friend.
Well, yeah, well, then we don't care about their opinion.
But, yeah, 13, much as she has the body of a little girl, as does Cameron.
Nah, I disagree with you on that.
Oh, they both have like that 90-pound
But they
frame.
Wear the big, baggy, white
Yeah, but it comes off, and there's little to nothing underneath. I mean, they got a little T, like maybe they're wearing a 34B.
I saw an episode where Dr. Cameron managed to score some crystal meth off of one of her patients.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I got something in store for me, then.
She scored some crystal meth, and she took it, and when Dr. Chase shows up, you know, to take her out for dinner or whatever, she just attacks him and tries to devour him. He's like, "Are you high?" And she's like, "Yeah." And she's wearing just like skimpy little T-shirts. She looked hot. Looked very hot. She does not have the body of a 13-year-old girl.
Huh.
Well, does not.
She ain't bad. I'm just saying.
And of course you're just saying.
You know what? You know who's got an ass that won't quit?
Tell me who has an ass that won't quit. Dr. Chase?
No. No.
Omar Epps?
His quits very little. Oh, but okay. It puts up a fight, but it does quit in the end. No. Cuddy, the old Jew broad,
you know
has an
does.
Ass that will
she
not
She really does.
And they reference it on the show, and they talk about it being big, but we all know how I like them.
Dude, she's banging. I don't care if she's like 45 or whatever. She is banging.
Cuddy, my only beef with Cuddy is my introduction to the actress, Lisa Edelstein, I believe it is.
I believe so, yes.
She was in an Ally McBeal. And
I never watched Ally McBeal. Never
I was
once.
Watching with a broad this episode.
All right, well,
I saw a few others.
I'll let that one pass.
Broad I was trying to bang. Didn't bang her.
Then it was a wasted effort.
It was. But, because it also ruined Cuddy for a long time for me. Because they had her in Ally McBeal for about 2 episodes. And this guy sweats her big time and wants to tap it.
Yeah.
And she is revealed to be a tranny who still has the sausage dangling. And he stays and is like, "I love you anyhow." Which compounded the sin. But since then, I've just thought of Cuddy as having mule meat.
You know what's scary about that is I could actually see her playing that part.
Not a bad casting call at all.
She does have the very square chin.
It's a long face.
Yeah.
It's a long face, and if you shade the head, she could look like an Israeli soldier right fast.
She probably could, yeah.
And
but she does have a pretty good ass.
No, the ass
and a great rack.
Sick. The rack is pretty good for a trim broad.
Yeah.
No,
especially a trim broad in her early to mid 40s.
44 this year, I believe.
Would that I could marry a broad who looks that good when she's 44.
Yes, she's not bad. She is not bad at all. Have you heard Dr. House's real voice?
I haven't.
You know, I'm going to stay away.
Yeah?
Stay away.
He is British, isn't he?
Oh, he is.
Very British?
Hello, governor!
Oh, he's Cagney. He's like, not Cagney.
Cockney. No, Cockney is just the only British thing I do. He's actually got a very classy British voice, but every Brit to me, you know, could be the Queen. Hello!
I think I heard once that he played, like, the dad on Babe, the movie about the pig. Like, he was in that movie. He was playing, like, some southern farmer or something like that.
I could believe it.
I have to IMDb him.
Yeah.
See what's up with that.
But don't do it. It destroys the illusion. Oh, my God. I watched 3 seconds of a Conan interview, and I had to stop it. And I had to go, that's not – then you're, why are you acting like that, House? Why are you being silly?
Well, see, that's Hugh Laurie. That's not Dr. House. It's a different person.
No, he's Dr. House. What are you talking about?
Gregory House. He
was a great doctor, and he's so good that they gave him his own show, right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I need this. But yeah.
I can tell.
That's what I've been doing. Like, especially these past 3 days when you get home and you're like, I'm so tired, I can't even pound one out. Yeah.
Get home about 7:30, watch an episode of Scrubs, watch an episode of House.
Yeah. A little something like that. I've just been killing them on DVD. Just walls of them. 4, 5, 6 in a row.
Is it better watching them in order, or does it even really matter?
No, it does.
Really?
It does. I hate to admit it, because I pounded out quite a few out of order. Because USA, even when not doing the marathons, does a good 3 hours, like, each night out of the blue. At least 2 hours. I'm like, what the F? I'm not complaining.
As far as USA is concerned, House is the new Law & Order SVU.
Exactly. Excellent call.
They find a show, they run it into the ground for like 2 years, and then they just put it on like once a week, and then they find something else to replace it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But I was watching them left and right. I was DVRing 5 at a time, getting home, crunching as many as I could. Mm. And now that I'm watching them in order, it matters to some extent.
I do feel kind of bad because I never did see the episode where he fired his team and had to go hire the...
I haven't either. I know it's end of season 3.
Yeah.
And then he hires the short Jew guy, Kumar, and 13.
Well, he does the whole Survivor thing, which was...
That's right. I remember that from the commercials.
That was fantastic to watch. That was so freaking hilarious.
I gotta see him.
He's getting up there. He's getting, like, chemistry beakers or setting them up with, like, tiki torches. It's hilarious.
I gotta see it. Yeah. But, yeah.
How many shows did we just spoil for people out there listening?
Oh, screw them if they haven't seen it by now.
Fair enough.
You know what else? Bruce Willis is dead throughout the whole movie.
Oh, wow.
Take that.
Thank you, Don Geronimo.
Yeah. How long did he wait for that?
He waited like 2 days, I think. It came out on Friday. I think they were talking about it on Monday.
Oh, my God. That total bastard. That 200-proof bastard.
But you love him. I know you do.
Oh, God, yeah. Don Geronimo. He's the only – without him gone, the entire JFK station can kiss my ass. The radio industry in general, now that he's gone, not nearly as sexy to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, what am I doing with my life?
You want to be Donnie Jr., don't you?
I have to be. Yeah. If I'm anything short of that, I have failed. I want to inspire actual gifted people to get into this damn job. It's monkeys for the most part. It's the lowest rung of showbiz.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Yeah. No, there's no mincing it. It's the lowest, crappiest tier.
Because what do you got on JFK now? You got the sports show all morning, which, you know, you get four guys in their 20s or 30s. They can talk about sports.
No, late 30s now.
Wow, I didn't realize you were that old.
Junks are old.
And then you got the two guys who
Big
are about,
O and
about 30.
Dukes.
They're about 30, and I don't even know what they talk about. They've been obsessed with
Dukes is just this loud, fat a-hole.
But they have been obsessed lately with the random bit players from the first Die Hard movie.
Okay, I guess that could be funny. I've just heard them, and it's Dukes. Oscar barely says a damn thing. It's Dukes going off, and Dukes tore into Oscar.
So Dukes is John Geronimo to Big O's Michael Merritt.
Yes, except imagine Don in his most pissed off all the time, and it's so over the top, it's sticky.
Well, that's the best Don, though. That was the best Don Geronimo.
Yeah, but because it wasn't him all the time, and he did it well. This is like, wow, I'm just listening. Either it's someone who's doing this for the air, or this guy is just an a-hole. And not in the fun, witty a-hole way.
Why can't it be both?
He's just a blunt hammer of a-holeness.
Why can't it be both?
Why can't it be both? All right, Hugh Laurie. But,
I wasn't even doing an accent.
I know. It just had an air of aristocracy to it. Mm. A hint. But yeah, I've been holing up and watching the house because in my house, in my living quarters, it's been rough lately.
Yeah, I kind of been getting that sense from you. You were texting the other day. You were checking out prices and stuff. So
yeah, on apartments and. Yeah,
I didn't feel like you were telling me the whole story there.
Well, I can summarize how it works with each roommate. With Mel and Leo, Will, my brother, it's four people in the house.
Right.
It's yours truly. It is my younger brother, Guillermo, William.
Right.
For those who don't speak the Spanish, it is my former coworker and still a friend. We don't really talk or hang out, but we're good as far as I know.
Your boys?
Yeah. Leo. And his girlfriend, Mel. And Mel's nice. I say hi when I see her.
But you never see her.
I see her twice a week. Something like that.
Is that because she's out of the house, or is that because they're holed up in their bedroom and you're holed up in your bedroom and no one ever comes
out? No, they run the living room pretty much. That's their little thing.
Okay.
I hole up in my bedroom, and I work weird hours.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm asleep by the time they're getting home, or trying to be, which means I'm in my room drinking beer.
Right. That's the best way to go to sleep.
Such good sleeping medicine. I can't even tell you.
I know.
It's the only way I can sleep, like, if I have to go to bed early. Mm. And
better that than popping a Tylenol PM, I guess.
Yeah, that stuff, I don't know. It leaves you out of sorts and dehydrated the next morning. You don't need it.
And beer doesn't do that, of course.
One beer won't.
Oh, okay.
One beer with some water, you're fine.
Are we talking good beer or are we talking pee water?
Yingling, black and tan.
Good beer.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I view it most, real snobs will see it as pee water. I think it's really good beer.
I was just checking to make sure you weren't drinking like a Bud Light or something.
No.
Because you might as well be drinking a glass of water.
No, yeah. Might as well do some Natty Beast while we're at it.
Might as well.
Milwaukee's Beast. Natty Light.
Natty Light.
Natty Ice. I just sounded so old trying to recall the college beers from almost 10 years ago now.
I wouldn't even know. That's what I get for not going to college.
Oh, you didn't miss out on anything.
That's what they tell me.
College,
I don't believe them.
College for me was getting my own computer and being able to pound it to T3 speed porn. I did nothing socially.
Yeah, well, that's a shame.
It is. I wasted my experience. But getting back to the house, Leo, I don't know. I think he might be grinding an axe still. I
don't even know what he's grinding an axe about.
Yeah, I can't really say I do anything. I will say this. Back in the day, my friend Tony had come over, and we ate about two or three slices of Leo's pizza. We had all ordered some Papa John's. Leo got some of his toppings. We got some of ours. We hit up a little of Leo's pizza. At the end of my month, when I got the rent check, it was $7 short to reflect the pizza, which for $7 and at two pieces, about $3.50 each, must have been made out of spun gold in the dough that I didn't know about.
Must have been good pizza.
Yeah, exactly. $3.50 a slice pizza. But, and he made a big fuss of that. Well, lo and behold, I had pizza the other night with Rich Harmon. Again, we're going to get into the weight loss thing, which we all really
We'll talk about that later. That's not pertinent to the story.
I'm just saying, I was walking home with three slices left after like an hour alone with the pizza.
Okay.
Sure enough, if 20 minutes later, there aren't missing slices, Mel's asleep, and Will wouldn't touch them.
Because Will is kind of a health nut, surprisingly, as far as what he puts in his body for food, right?
Yeah, which is ironic because what he puts himself into can be pure trash. Ta-dun. Sing. Come on. A little something.
I know what you're talking about there. The listening audience may not.
Ah, whatever. Whatever.
Screw them.
Show is FUBU. Right. How many times do I have to say it? If I'm making you laugh, then I'm happy.
That's all that matters.
And I was talking to Shane, not you, audience. Screw
That's
you.
That's right. Screw the audience. And now you sound like Don Geronimo.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it for a half hour straight. Half hour. F them and screaming about the
F
ratings.
F them! I hate you people!
And Ken Stevens going way back.
Asking for a warm wine enema. Yeah. Okay, so there's you and Mel and Leo and your brother Will.
Yeah, the problem with Mel and Leo, they don't pull their weight when it comes to cleaning. Will and I are pretty much the house boys.
Okay.
And that's a little unfair if you ask me.
I can understand.
They leave crap everywhere. Well, I know back when you lived with Mark, you had to clean up, right? Or is it more dealing with Kenny in your current living situation?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Okay, yeah. And it just falls on you because people don't care.
Well, see,
you can't live in that film.
When I live by myself, it can get messy and I can tolerate it because it's my mess.
It's totally within your bounds, too.
Right. And I can clean up whenever I want. But, you know, when I live with somebody else, if they make a mess and just, like, you know, leaving sticky stuff all over the counter or something, you know, that irks me a little bit.
No, there's
so
many.
And then when you say, hey, you know, it's kind of messy, and you just hear, eh.
There's so many things that'll get me. I mean, there's leftover food out, and then they, you know, people complain about a bug problem. Well, guess what?
Duh.
Bugs need to eat. They don't exist through, you know, goddamn spontaneous generation. They're fed. They're bred. God, what else? Paper towels in the sink.
That's kind of gross.
Other disposable items in the sink.
When the trash is like 2 feet that way.
Yeah, chicken bones in the sink.
That's pretty gross.
A little sick. And discarded food wrappers all over the counter. Ramen bags over the counter. You know, the containers that house raw meat left
now,
on the counter.
Are you sure this is both of them? Because it would seem to me that Mel wouldn't really do that.
I a little column A, a little column B.
Okay.
More Leo. More column L than column M. But yeah, so that gets to me. But overall, no one's stiffing me on rent. So what can I really bitch about?
Right.
I get to bitch about Will when it comes to being summoned to handle the every repair that he can't. Because technically he's not on the lease. Technically he doesn't live there.
Right.
Now, things break in the house.
As they normally do.
And Leo will never do a damn thing to help out about that. So another reason why I can bitch about him.
When a thing breaks, what do you mean like a thing breaks? Like a light bulb goes
out? Okay,
heater
breaks every 4 to 5 months in that asshole.
Okay.
No, 4 months. We've had people out very frequently. In fact, maybe every 3 months on average. It's been about 6-7 visits now.
You know, I just get a general vibe that the heaters and air conditioners in that entire section of houses is just
S. The houses are S.
Yeah.
Those are garbage houses. Mark bought a piece of crap. There's a reason he got it so cheap, because it sucks. But nothing gets done. You know, the heater burns up, literally bursts into flame and burns itself. All Leo can say is, did you guys mess with the heater? It smells really bad. What does he think? I'm some kind of Palestinian saboteur? This is how I get my rocks off?
You suicide bombed it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Exactly. I'm going to spite you, Leo, by blowing up the heat that heats my room, like, much more necessarily than your room. My room without the heat goes to 50 because I have that effing titanic plate glass window.
That doesn't do anything.
What do you mean?
It doesn't hold any heat.
Exactly. It lets it all bleed out. I can still feel the wind whip through that goddamn thing. Mm. I don't know how to shut it 100%, I don't think. Something's wrong with it. They have like a little prison bar window. Nothing happens if the heat cuts out for them. They get to mooch all the hot air rising to the top. They can open that stupid little Muppet Theater door.
They've got the Muppet Theater door. Well, they got the prime bedroom. That's the best room in the house.
If there's no heat, especially. I'm just saying.
Right.
So, but goddamn, God forbid he ever makes a call to fix anything. So it's on me. Because you know what? When you care about things, it's on you to get them done.
Right.
So Will, let's see what goes on with Will. Oh, Will's bathroom, if you've ever had the pleasure of dropping anything in there.
I have not.
It's just mold everywhere. Left and right mold, black mold.
This is what you were telling me about the other day.
Black mold on the walls. He let his own toilet fill up with black mold. I mean, it looks like Wesley Snipes' a-hole.
So he's not one to clean the bathroom for
anything. Not one lick.
Yeah, see, I used to be like that, where I just wouldn't clean the bathroom.
Black
care,
mold
but
caked on the shower walls. The prisons in Oz are cleaner. I'm just saying. Just saying. You know, you drop the soap and Adebisi rapes you, but at least it's like a clean tile you're bracing yourself against.
Right.
He lets this stuff build up. Finally, it's to the point, let's see. Well, there's a solid wall of mold, and the corner of his own bedroom, which is adjacent to his bathroom, is starting to get wet.
Ew.
Randomly. We don't know what's causing it.
That's pretty gross.
Well, guess who gets to call the plumber and stay home to make sure that the plumber can get in?
Hold on. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Come on.
Is it you?
It's me.
Oh, it's you. I got
it
in the first try.
It's me. Because, God forbid, Will call a plumber. You know, this doesn't have to go through the landlord. I've already explained a plumber's pre-approved. Will wouldn't be up in time to handle the plumber.
He's all the way in the basement, so he wouldn't hear the door knocking or anything, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he could, like, wake up before 2 p.m. and just stay in the lower, you know, the living room and let someone in. God forbid that ever happen. No fraud who can't see the sunlight. I just got a vent. I'm just venting. I love everyone here.
Dude, I understand. I understand.
I just got a vent. And plumber comes down and explains that the cheap fixture that our cheap landlords put in to say the cheap, I don't know what you'd even call it. You know, you have showers that are bathtubs with curtains, and right. You also have showers that are actually quote-unquote, yes.
Yeah,
they put a cheap plexiglass one in, and it wasn't even anchored to 2x4s, which apparently the size need to be anchored to 2x4s. This was like caulked to drywall. That's about it.
That sounds really stable.
That's as hood as it gets. It turns out, yeah, he had rammed into it once or twice, or it had already broken. Some other tenant had done this, probably. Right. The caulk had cracked from the wall, allowing water to seep out. This water filled the drywall, allowing the mold to go apace.
So now, like, the entire inside of the wall is probably...
Oh, it's just disgusting. And now it's so saturated, it's dribbling into Will's room, which is next to the soaking wall.
So the fix for this is to tear the wall down, basically.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot that's going into it. And in the meantime, you know, landlord, I don't know if it's really necessary or not to say, hey, don't use that shower for a couple days. Just make sure things might dry up. It's a worthy experiment, I guess. Yeah. Not that big an inconvenience to Will, right? He has to go and do my shower to shower.
As long, you know, hey, when I lived in the basement over there, I did that.
It's,
went all tracked upstairs.
We all know the hours I work. I never see the kid. He showers at peace. Just does it whenever the hell he wants, willy-nilly, right?
Right.
Well, this is apparently more than he can take. And he's going on left and right to me about how he can't stand that house. Everything's always going wrong. Everything always needs to be fixed, to which I counter, hey, you're not the one that fixes a damn thing around here, so what do you care?
Right.
He says, well, in my old apartment, I didn't have to clean anything or do anything. I'm like, well, your old apartment, one, was newer, and two, you paid $1,100 a month for that.
Right.
And you can't afford that right now. Don't act like you can. And if you could, it's not worth it. We pay about $600 or less compared to that.
50% is pretty good.
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
Yeah, man. It's not, it doesn't, you know, my math ain't what it used to be, but that's not bad. He keeps going on, and the past few days he's been leveling this passive-aggressive, maybe I should leave. So finally I said, you know what, get up and F and leave, if you want to. And, you know, he thinks he's going to move in with my mom again.
Well, because that's definitely a step up.
Well, the thing is, he's been at war with my mom for the past week, not speaking to her.
And he thinks he's going to move back in there?
Oh, she would in a heartbeat. She's a total P-word. I'm trying to be clean for once on these airwaves.
I get that.
She's a total pussy. No one's listening. What do I care?
Okay. Well, I got that. Well, I thought you were saying something a little more nasty about your mother.
Who, my bro?
You. I thought you were beginning to use like a pejorative against your mother as opposed to she's a pushover.
Yeah. Well, okay. That P-word works too.
Okay.
No, she's just a wimp when it comes to putting him in line. She'll give me all kinds of hell.
That's what you get for being the oldest.
Yeah, the oldest, the guinea pig who tried everything and proved it was safe for the youngest. And
right.
Yeah, you're in club oldest as well.
Yeah.
You know all too well my pain.
I do.
But anyhow, I don't know. Do I get into why they're feuding?
I'd like to hear it. And, you know, we got another 27 minutes to fill, so.
Yeah, we got, I'd say 20-something, and then we get the little pre-recorded bits, and I'll play House one more time. So that way I don't have to re-rip the MP3. I can just copy it from the end and paste it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the secret right there.
There you go. All right, so tell me, your mother and your brother are at war. Tell me why.
They're at war, which is another dimension of, you know, just the family stress coming from him, coming from the living situation, coming from my job, which, God damn it, someone put me on the air. Someone put me on the air. I'm good, God damn it. Listen to this.
The real air, not like, you know.
This. Not this pretend air. This isn't even the air. This is cable air. you should see some of the loopy assholes they have on some of the other shows. Not Night Train Memories, coming up next, hosted by Squire. That man does a good job.
But everybody else.
Yeah. And I don't even mean that in a sarcastic sense. I like Squire. The show's good when I do hear it. But everyone else can just bite my sack.
bite your sack.
Bite it.
Isn't that like more painful for you than it would be for them?
I'd have pulled their teeth out first.
Oh, well, okay then.
So it'd be like, guppies.
So gum your sack.
Yeah, they can gum my sack.
Okay. Now that we've established what everybody else at the station can do to your scrotum.
Yes.
Tell me why your brother and your mother are feuding.
Every 3 to 4 p.m. Saturday, they can do that to my scrotum here on Papa's Basement. Okay. My brother and mom are feuding because we went to Outback Steakhouse for the Christmas dinner.
That's a little early for a Christmas dinner.
Yeah, we had to do some other business getting some passports into the Greek consulate or embassy. Something that sounds cooler than it is.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I had to do that. And we're all together, and she just springs on us, hey, let's do a family dinner for Christmas. Because usually we can't go out, the three of us together, and not just brutally fight. My mom becomes an instant piece of S in the car, and I get really verbal and nasty with both of them in the car.
You know what? I can understand and relate to that because it is impossible, impossible, I say,
yeah,
to go out to dinner with my dad and my brothers and not have someone make some political comment and my dad just go off about the evil Democrats, socialists, bastards who are ruining the country.
Yeah.
How if only they would, you know, run everything exactly the way he says, and, you know, everything would be great. And of course, me and my brothers, we don't tolerate that line of BS. So somebody starts arguing with him.
Oh, God.
And then you watch my stepmother and my brother's girl and all of them just start rolling their eyes.
The people who can't fight, who don't want to get in it.
Right.
So they're just hapless bystanders.
Right.
Totally powerless to engage in it on any level.
We don't do this unless we go out to dinner somewhere, which is coincidentally usually Outback Steakhouse.
Really? This is my first time.
How about that?
To the Outback. She just tossed it out there, and I was like, screw it. I haven't had a steak in a while. I've never done the Outback. Everyone talks about this.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Not bad at all. I got to say, I'm not a big steak man, but usually it's because my mom's cooking them, and she just not.
Well done.
Yeah. You know, even if, sometimes she can cook a dish, she can't do beef other than well done, which is just murdering it.
It's a shame.
It's a waste, man. Don't go beyond medium.
I agree. I like my steak medium.
I do medium.
I like it cooked all the way through, but just not red in the middle, maybe just a little pink.
Exactly.
Because I like the pink.
Looking like a sister's vagina. Let's just call it like it is.
Okay.
But we are there, and I have a couple drinks. I have a s'mores teeny because I'm a man.
That's a very manly drink.
I forgot what it was. Some, you know, it came in with a damn curly straw. That's how manly it was.
That sounds very manly.
But a Hannah Montana glass as well. No, it was pretty much like a chocolate martini with marshmallows and syrup in it. I mean, you got a sugar headache from drinking the thing.
Sounds like a Pop Rocks martini.
Yes.
To harken back to 2 weeks ago. Anyway.
Exactly. Rewarding the listeners, Shane. Rewarding the listeners.
I try.
They stay with us. They get a little something.
Every once in a while.
But I pound mine down in 2 seconds. So my mom, of course, is, my son, the alcoholic. I'm just laughing. I mean, I don't drink at all.
Something like that sounds like chocolate milk with maybe like 2 ounces of vodka in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's chocolate milk that your alcoholic uncle sneezed into. That's it. That's all you got. So I pound that. She gets like one sip into hers, doesn't want it. I pound that. And I then realize there's an ABC in the mall. So I go over there after dinner, and I buy some alcoholic eggnog.
You alcoholic. You.
And I buy tons of alcohol. Well, every year now, I get a new alcoholic eggnog and just slay it.
In one night?
Did this time, while drinking House, while watching House.
He's pounding his Vicodin, you're drinking your eggnog.
I was lying on a couch, pounding, God, what was it, 12-proof? 12-proof eggnog, something like that.
That's such a waste.
Something innocent. It's just a race to see if it's the liquor or the nog itself that'll make you vomit.
And you want to talk about needing to lose weight, my friend. You know, the eggnog is kind of calorie dense.
The weight loss will be at the end, and it's so bad and so depressing. It's so bad. Okay.
But you and your mother and your brother out at Outback, your mother's calling you an alcoholic.
And yeah, I mean, playfully, I guess. Who cares if it wasn't?
Right.
I know I don't have a problem.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Because, you know, it only takes a beer for you to fall asleep every night.
Shut up. So we're driving, and Will gets a call in the meantime from his lady love.
As soon as you said he got a call, I had a feeling it was going to be from her.
And it's from Tina. For listeners of the show, Tina would be the young piece of trash I brought home one time. And, you know, I was looking for a rebound poking. And decided not to go through with it because she's that obnoxious. If you want to talk alcoholics, we'll go with this. She will be doing time in December for multiple DUIs.
And, you know, she's not entirely unattractive, but she just looks really dirty.
Haggard is the word.
Haggard.
Haggard.
Good word.
You can just imagine dirty little feet crawling into your bed, effing up your sheets.
She's 18 and she looks like she's about 32.
She's 19 now. She was 19 when I was doing my thing. Not that I haven't visited 18. Whatever. I'd admit to actual ages, but we're on the air, and it wasn't recent. So.
Right.
Yes. Well, he gets this call. Or maybe he does the dialing. No. I believe only he takes the calls because this is a married woman.
I don't know that I knew that.
Oh, she's married.
Oh, well, that just makes it even better.
Yeah. Yeah. She claims it's an army marriage, so he can get a bonus. Mm. I've definitely fooled around with married chicks. I can't be the morality police here. I continue to do this with married women.
I can be the morality police on this one.
Just saying, not the best idea for the boys out there. If you're getting a one night nut and you're not staying the night so that hubby comes home with a shotgun, be my guest. Don't stick around the scene of the crime too much.
Especially if the scene of the crime is two states away.
Yeah. He's on the phone with this girl, and he is sounding so pee-whipped. So just, well, I can call you when you're open. How can I bend over to accommodate your every whim? And it's depressing me to hear it. And my mom's biting her tongue, too.
Right.
Because she believes Will's really into the broad. I wanted to think otherwise. I believe he's really into this chick, too. And she's obviously just a loser, user whore of a woman.
Obviously.
Yeah, the average one's just a user whore. This one is lower on the totem pole. She's looking to just graft, just take whatever she can. I mean, you go to this whore's MySpace, guys left and right, what's up, baby? So good to see you again, sweetie, blah, blah, blah. Mm. It sounds like a hooker's made a web page, and it's like, look at all these happy customers. Come employ my services.
Has your poor brother become a cuckold?
Oh, like 10 times? I mean, he technically can't because there is one in the picture already.
This is true.
But if there's a kind of man on the side cuckold, he's that. He's that. Definitely.
Well, good for him, I guess.
I don't know if he's getting his on the side up here. I don't think so.
Probably not. I don't know.
I
didn't expect he would.
I don't think it's out of a faithful thing. We've had a talk where we're both like, you know what? I'm just pussy's so played out. It's so played out. It's so done to death. It's like hearing the next Katy Perry song on 99.5. Don't need it. Know where this goes.
For the listeners at home, I'm giving John a very quizzical look here because I'm not really sure that I'm understanding this train of thought.
I'm just saying it's played out, man. You've had it. It ain't changed. It's the same old, same old. I realized, unlike most men, I'm not addicted to box. I'm addicted to orgasms. I can give myself orgasms real easily, very cheaply, while watching episodes of House if I'm multitasking.
That is intriguing multitasking.
Yeah, can't say I've done it.
I'm assuming you're watching House on the television. You have your laptop nearby.
Yeah. No, I'm.
You're not pleasuring yourself to visions of Hugh Laurie.
No, not. I can't, like, you know, it's not John can't achieve until House solves the case, and then it looks like the Normandy landing as I spray the beach. No.
Gotcha.
It'll be maybe on the background if it's a rerun, because I've seen so many in 2 weeks that I'm already
You've
catching reruns.
Yeah.
I'm batting probably 50% at this point.
Wow.
I want to say I've crunched 1, 3, and 5, and 2 and 4 kind of open.
That's what happens when, you know, USA does their little 12 episodes in a row of House, and you just start watching one, and you just don't want to get up.
Hell no. Why? To pee? The couch can take it.
That's right. It's not your couch anyway.
The cat did it.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's the wiser.
That's right.
The woman's asleep. I'm high on turkey sleeping agents. Who's getting up? Who's judging?
What's the point?
This is a no-judgment zone.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm getting out of the car. I've heard all this. I can't help it. I do a Jackie Martling under the breath. Faggot! And he smiles. My mom takes that as a cue, I guess, to vent her concerns. I'm right. out pumping gas, cheerily buzzed off my two fag teenies.
Right.
And with the jug of eggnog that I'm going to bring over to the Rich Harmon household where you used to live.
Right.
And I'm going to just kill this, you know, fifth of eggnog, and I'm going to watch House. Going to enjoy my drink for once.
You know, a dinner at Outback followed by episodes of House with some alcohol.
Some friends, get my drink on.
That's okay. Of course, nothing. You know, none of them were really watching House, were they?
No, they're all playing WoW, of course. It was just me watching it. And I felt like screaming, shut up! Shut up, you asses!
Of course, but, you know, you're in their house.
Exactly. Exactly. And I can't. And I have to bite my tongue, and it right. kills me. I come back after... How long does it take to fill a tank?
2 or 3 minutes.
We're talking a little Ford Focus, too.
2 or 3 minutes.
I get in. He is screaming at her.
Your brother raising his voice. I have never seen this
in my know.
Life.
I know this is left field, but it's true.
He is so low-key.
It's true.
I've never heard him talk above like this tone of voice right here.
He is howling like a banshee. You know what? You don't know her. F you. F you. No. Shut the F up. F you. Just, and not to say I haven't lost it on my mom, but never over a piece of snatch. Never over a piece of snatch. It's like, you know, bros before hoes, moms before hoes, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, pretty much.
Replaceable pieces of meat for the most part.
For the most part.
No one's going to love you like your mom.
But it is possible for the mother to go a little overboard and to need to get yelled at once in a while.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying, if ever there was a mom who was pretty cool about girlfriends, it's mine. Mm. She more than wants to see some grandkids enter the picture. In wedlock, but still.
Of course. No, but she'll perfect. Take what she can get.
Yes. It's just my brother, God love him, can't do anything when it comes to dating and falling for people. He can't do anything but fall for the crappiest crap. Worst S on earth.
I really can't. I can't compete with that. I can't argue with that.
No. There's no argument to be made. It's just S. He falls for raw, like, stuff you'd see on Cops. Women you'd see on Cops.
She can't be that bad, can she? I mean, I know I've heard stories.
She could be on Cops for all I know. This is her second DUI. That's like the funny Cops. And then you get the crazy cracked up black guy who's tackled and doesn't know where he is.
Okay.
That follows the drunk girl. And they go, hey, it's the second time we pulled you. No, it's not. There, that's her. Hmm. I don't know what it is. I mean, my self-esteem is S. Don't get me wrong. I work a job I should have held at like 23. I get pay that reflects it and I have to work my ass off to have okay money. I don't get benefits. I'm not moving up in said job. I'm gaining weight. I've got effing fat on my pecs again. Starting to look like those goddamn orangutan titties. Yeah, you're playing with yours too.
Yeah, I got boobies.
Yeah, I used to not have them. They entered the picture again. You know, I'm not saying I get with decent girls, but they're not the best. They seem to have all trashed out, skagged out on me. But they're not naked trash from the get-go. I'm not pulling the girl who's passed out facing the urinal.
At the risk of angering you,
yeah.
Allow me to remind you who it was who brought this girl into the picture in the first
place. Oh, me.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's okay to have McDonald's once in a while. It's not okay to eat it 3 goddamn meals a day.
Well, if we were to take the McDonald's analogy all the way,
okay.
You went and bought the Big Mac and the 20-piece nuggets. You brought it home. I don't know, maybe you ate like half a nugget and took a bite or two of the Big Mac.
Exactly.
And decided, yeah, this is kind of rancid crap. I don't really
I opened the fish sandwich and didn't like the look of the fixins.
Fair enough, because, you know, they put an awful lot of tartar sauce and that sort of thing.
And then
you take it and you set it downstairs on the dining room table, and your brother just came upstairs and just chowed down.
He goes, I'm hungry.
And hey, look what's available.
And Will doesn't think, for whatever reason, he's worthy to eat anything but McDonald's. In fact, he believes McDonald's is too good for him. And so McDonald's, which usually gives out its goods to anyone for 99 cents, he somehow, through a complete lack of self-respect, managed to get McDonald's, you know, paying $10 for a double cheeseburger. Hmm. It's $20 for a McNugget.
He's putting a buck in for the burger and putting the other $9 in the Ronald McDonald charity thing.
They're taking him to the cleaners. And he's there 10 times a day, and he's declaring his love to McDonald's. And McDonald's, he's saying, McDonald's, you're my favorite restaurant. I've never had meat as good as yours.
And he's saying this while other people are walking up to the register
and just
ordering more.
Just using McDonald's like the toilet it is. Just the fat trucker climbs in and says, give it to me. Give it to me for my dollar. And McDonald's gives it up for the dollar because that's what McDonald's do.
And yet he's still paying $10 for the double cheeseburger.
Oh, he's willing to pay $15 because that somehow makes it a better burger.
But he feels better that he only has to pay $10. He's getting by with $10, and he's like, I should be paying $15.
Have you ever had a double cheeseburger, John? It's not one cheeseburger. It's two at once. My God, the pleasure overload.
And they put pickles on it, too.
Oh, that's for the honeymoon if he keeps working hard. So... yeah, he's been in a weird state lately. He got off his antidepressants, and I thought it was a good thing, but he's getting way pissy with everyone lately. And he's going to view it as, you know what, I am asserting my independence, and maybe he is. And if it concludes with him doing that, then Godspeed. Go through what you got to go through. But to me, it's like a guy who knows he's screwed up in a couple ways, and he's just venting on people. There's not an ounce of empathy for the fact I have to get everything arranged and I have to wait for the people who clean up our goddamn house. Everyone takes that for granted. They think these mother effers appear out of nowhere, fix our house in 10 seconds, and get gone.
Well, to be fair, if you've ever lived in an apartment by yourself,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of how it works. You say, hey,
yeah, my
drain is clogged, and they go, okay, we'll be by sometime today to fix it.
Exactly.
You come home.
You call your sexy plumber and you say, hey, my pipe needs to be plugged.
You come home and there is a work order on your counter that says, we were in your apartment, we fixed this,
yeah.
And there you go. And
no, I get that. I've lived in an apartment too. I'm just saying, how about a goddamn one thank you for taking care of this. Hey, John, guess what? I know you only get 2 weekends. Maybe you got one day off this week, and it was an effing Wednesday. Woohoo, wild Wednesday. And you spent it watching some D-bag with his ass crack out fixing your heater. And there's no highlight to your day other than the ass crack.
I would imagine that perhaps they look at it as their thank you is that, you know, they pay the rent.
Ooh. Oh, thank you for fulfilling your legal and moral obligation. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know what?
I'm just saying.
They can eat a D.
They can eat a D.
They can eat a D. And by
they can gum your S.
I mean, they can gum my nuts, and they can lick down the issue.
Wow.
That's
there's some anger that I have not sensed in you here before.
They can all eat it.
The dark side I sense in you, Mr. Papa Giorgio.
That's my nibbles are hard. Hard with righteous anger. I don't care for it. I don't care for it. I'm no one's bitch. And I've been made into the goddamn mommy and the goddamn bitch. And you beat yourself up, and it's like, is it because I'm not confrontational enough? And then you think, should I have to be confrontational? These people are just pieces of crap.
These are your friends and your family, though.
They're crap.
They're crap?
They're crap. I'm crap. Everyone's crap.
Everybody?
Not you, Shane.
Okay, thank you.
You drove through traffic for this.
I did.
God bless you. You did the Lord's work this fine day.
And so you hate your roommates, and you hate your job, and you hate your life. And you hate your body.
Oh, yeah. The body's the worst on the list. And let's be clear. I hate some of their behaviors. They're good people.
Good people.
They're good people.
They are good people.
So was Hitler in his own
way. Hitler was not good people.
He thought he was doing the right thing.
He may have thought that, but he was not good people.
Okay. He just thought he was doing the right thing.
Well, be that as it
may. Not many people agree with him. Say I do.
If Hitler's greatest crime was that he left some ramen noodle wrappers on the counter, you know, maybe we could say he was good people. But he did a little bit more than that.
He left a few things
and
behind.
And for you to compare ramen noodle wrappers to the murder of 6 million people, it's a little bit of hyperbole there.
Lawyering me to death.
A little bit.
Now you're lawyering me to death.
This is what I do.
Just like one of those that got shoved in the oven, if you know what I mean.
And I think I do.
Think you do.
Think I do.
All right. Yeah, I guess that's about it. We can do our outro thing.
Well, I don't know. How much time we got left? It's pretty much time for the outro.
Yeah, there's a little. We can do a little.
What I got to ask you. Was this therapeutic for you? Did you get this out? Or is it still gnawing away at your soul from the inside?
No, it feels bad because more than anything, I hate myself for being fat and out of shape and having no willpower when it comes to food. every goddamn day now, and I've just ceased the behavior. I used to come home, go out with Rich, and we'd have Wegmans.
You know, I've never been there.
Not once. And you know you've got something wrong when a man, I love Rich, but I'm just saying, Rich weighs like 365 when he's critiquing your eating behaviors. When he's like, dude, I'm trying to stick to a diet. Wow. You know there's something wrong. That's like Slash saying, pal, slow down.
Keith Richards going, hey, man, maybe you ought to put the
exactly. Cover a bit. All right.
Well, I hope you feel better, at least a little bit.
I do.
You were getting angry here. I could see that.
Too much JFK listening. I was fair. Monkeying their attitudes.
Fair enough.
Shane, thanks for coming in.
No problem. I enjoyed it. It was kind of fun to hear you vent once in a while.
I do it. There's the dark side. It seeps out.
Every once. It has to.
Every yaw and yaw.
Yeah.
So, Shane, thank you. Thank you. Were listening to Papa's Basement every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. on fcac.org/WEBR, Cox Channel 37, Comcast 27, Poor Cox 10, archives found at inpapasbasement.com, and we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.